A lot of people think this is just about vanity. They couldn't be more wrong. You know, when you have people that are suffering from things that affect them socially, whether it's scarring or something that prevents them from living their best life, and you can help them with that, it really makes a profound impact on their life.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for joining me today. This is our weekly show, Michelle, about the $16 billion booming medical aesthetics med spa industry, which blows my mind because when I got in this business 15 years ago, Michelle, there was one med spa open in the United States. Now there's 5,300 med spas open with people like you working across the country. And it's so exciting. So I'm just digging deep into people's journeys and stories. I want to know about all the cosmetic laser techs in the world and what they're doing and how they got here. So I know that you told me, let's see, in your past, well, let's just back it up.
Okay.
Go back to, I know you've been in Arizona, what, 25 years?
25 right? years.
So did you go to high school in Arizona or a different state or?
No, I went to high school in Mesquite, Texas, which is right outside of Dallas. Oh,
okay, and so after the high school world, what was it college, was it work? What did you do after high school?
You know, I had kind of a roundabout way getting here, but I went to nursing school.
Okay, so you wanted to be a nurse?
Yeah,
okay.
I wanted to be a nurse. I came here to Arizona.
Well, you're not a nurse, are you?
No, actually, I am not a nurse. I came here in my husband and I, you know, we're still young, newlyweds, and okay. I couldn't afford the out-of-state tuition. So I decided to work full-time in a salon for a year.
Okay, so you went to nursing school a couple of years and you decided to move on.
Yeah, decided to move on. Okay. And then that choice, I intended to go back after I established residency here in Arizona, but
to
I
did traditional nursing, hospital stuff.
Yeah, just okay. traditional stuff. But that choice to work in the beauty business took me through a whole career. I ended up making a career in the professional beauty business. So,
okay, now when you say professional beauty business, what does that mean?
Well, you know, there's beauty products that you can buy over the counter at
Estee Lauder and all this yeah. Clinique, all those companies.
And there are some brands that are only sold through salons, through licensed beauty professionals.
Okay.
So I worked on that side of the business. I worked for the product manufacturers that made
so
those
it's kind of like retail products in salons across the country was your corporate world.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. How long have you been in that corporate beauty world for?
For years. For, I mean, do I have to tell?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know. I mean, you're 25, but exactly. I don't know.
Well, I would say that I did that from like my mid-20s until, you know, my late 30s.
Wow, so like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Was it rewarding? Was it fun? Was it good money? Like, what was the motive? What kept you there?
You know, it was fantastic. It was a fun business to be in, uh-huh. good people. I enjoyed what I did. And coming from a little town, I got to travel a lot. At the
fun.
Beginning, that was really fun.
Fun and exciting.
But
yeah.
as I grew in responsibility in that industry, it got to the point where I was traveling 180 days a year my last year in my position.
You were traveling half the year.
Yeah, my last job I had in the professional beauty business, I traveled half the year.
So it went from fun and exciting to, oh shit, I gotta get on a plane again.
Exactly.
I gotta sleep in a hotel bed again. I want my own house
exactly.
and my own bed, right?
Exactly.
But your husband was home though.
My husband was home.
So you're traveling and the husband and the family's home.
Oh yeah, he was Mr. Mom.
That must have been tough, right?
It was tough. I mean, it obviously it came with a good salary. It came with some
and
perks.
And how old were the kids at the time?
Or? Well, my son wasn't here yet and okay. my daughter was in junior high.
Okay. Was it tough to be away from her?
It was really tough. And, you know, when you get caught up in that kind of
working world,
time goes by and you don't really think about how much time you're missing out on, or at least
no,
I didn't.
Chance, yeah.
And then when it occurred to me how much time I was away from my family, I knew I needed to make a change.
So how long were you thinking about new job change? What do I do? Was that going through your mind for years or months?
Yeah, it was. And I was fortunate enough to where we had enough money where I could take some time off when my son was born. My son ended up coming just a few years after that. But when my son went back into school, I knew I needed to get back in the workforce.
Okay.
And that's where this industry came in
How
for me.
How did you stumble into medical aesthetics out of all things?
Well, I was a client first. I had some services done.
Oh, what do you have done?
Yeah, well, I had a lot of things.
I want to know. Is it personal? I want to know.
It's kind of addicting because when you first get it in there, well, you know, the first, I had laser hair removal done first.
Okay.
And after that first thing, when I was in the spa, I got exposed to some other things like photofacials and skin tightening. I mean, I had a lot of things. I don't want to say
the list was by a lot, right?
It was a lot. Well, coming from the beauty business, you know, I believe in taking care of yourself and doing things that make you feel good about yourself.
So you were digging the treatments as
a
consumer.
I was loving the treatments and just the atmosphere. You know, I enjoyed talking with the people that perform my treatments. It kind of ignited an interest in me.
Okay.
And I realized that I could do that. I realized it was an opportunity for me too.
Like asking the providers questions like, where did you learn this? And could I get a job doing this? And this
Absolutely.
Kind of thing?
Like, what does it take to be good at this? You know, how long do you have to do this before you felt really good at it? And, you know, what kind of training does it take? And I realized pretty quickly that this was something I really wanted to look into. So
You got trained at Nationalized Institute here, right?
I did.
How long ago was that?
It was at the beginning of 2009.
Wow, so I met you in 2009.
Yeah, I know.
Holy moly, I'm getting older, right? Because I keep telling myself I'm turning 29 each year, and next year, but I must be older. If I met you that long ago, right?
I'm right there with you, brother.
Okay, so you got trained at Nationalizer, and then you start working in the med spa world, right? How was that for you?
You know, I have to tell you, it's really unique because not only do you get to enjoy yourself, it's a lot of fun, but you get to do good things for people. You really make an impact in their life. A lot of people think this is just about vanity. Mm-hmm. They couldn't be more wrong. You know, when you have people that are suffering from things that affect them socially, whether it's scarring or something that prevents them from living their best life, and you can help them with that, it really makes a profound impact on their life.
So they're not coming to you to look like a Beverly Hills Barbie doll?
Not necessarily, no. Most of the time they're coming because there's something that bothers them that affects their life. And like
you
I said,
bothers them, it affects their self-esteem or?
Yeah, think about this, for example, someone with acne scarring.
Okay.
And you know, your face is the first thing you see when you meet a new person. So sometimes
You don't see those Louis Vuitton red shoes? That's not the first thing you see? Because I know a lot of girls are buying a lot of those.
Yeah,
he's now the second richest guy in the world, you know that? That guy, the French guy, is worth $100 billion for those shoes. But yes, the face is the first thing you see.
The face is the first thing you see. So sometimes that keeps them from interacting with people. But it could be that mom who is sitting over under the umbrella with her T-shirt on, covering up the cellulite on her legs, and she doesn't want to get in the pool in front of people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different circumstances that prevent people from really enjoying their life. And so it can be something as small as that, or it can be something as disfiguring as a surgical scar.
As horrible as it is, I think everybody in the world has something that bugs them. It could be a zit, it could be an acne scar, stretch mark, cellulite, it could be, you know, overweight, it could be an age spot. I mean, we've all got something that we don't tell everybody about, but we've all got something that's like, God, I wish I could kind of fix that.
Exactly, yeah? Exactly. And the thing is, we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to help in a lot of different ways. It's amazing what technology can do. Yeah. You know, we haven't completely replaced surgery, but we've come really, really close.
So let me get personal here for a second. So out of all the years of yourself doing services on yourself, what's the one thing that could be a little thing. What's one thing that you wanted to change maybe in your face or somewhere that you actually did? You go, well, that's cool, you know?
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you that for me, it was just that beginning signs of aging that were starting to creep in. Mm-hmm. You know, as a female, you know, I see myself every day when I put my makeup on, and I started seeing little crow's feet, you know, little wrinkles here and there.
Where'd that come from, right?
Exactly. You know, I start seeing my mother in that picture, in that mirror when I look at myself in the morning. But I started seeing those. And so for me, it was about getting ahead of the game, getting into those treatments that help delay the aging process so that I didn't have to do anything major. I'm doing maintenance things. And so that, for me, it was the signs of aging that really.
Yeah, I love that. That's nice. And when you're seeing all these hundreds or thousands of med spa customers, how does it make you feel when you watch yourself change their lives and they see their skin glowing and the wrinkles going away? Like, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great because I've experienced it. When I first started getting these treatments done, I would have friends of mine going, wow, you look great. What are you doing? And so I know my patients are getting the same from their friends and family. And I'm sending them out in the world, and I know that they're getting those compliments and they're getting that response from the people around them as well.
You know what that makes me think of? It makes me think of my favorite quote in the world by Maya Angelou, who says, people will forget the words you say, people will forget the things that you do, but people will never forget the way that you make them feel. Well, wow, the way that you make them feel as a provider is like life-changing. It's amazing, it's awesome. They'll never forget you.
And it feels great to be that person that helps people in that way.
So for other people out there that are contemplating a career in anti-aging medical aesthetics, but it's scary. Not everybody's a doctor or nurse or esthetician where they're advancing their career. Some people are like, they're selling beauty products, they're in real estate, they're a stay-at-home mom, you know, they're in the watch business, they're working in Nordstrom's, but they like the space, they seem really cool, this is fun, but they're nervous and scared. Tell me about your words of wisdom to people out there. You know, is this something that you feel anybody could become a cosmetic laser tech, or what type of person is the right person to be a cosmetic laser tech working in this field of med spas and doc's offices?
That's a really good question. I'll just use my personal experience from coming to the training. I met a lot of different people in my time here, and they were from a huge, diverse background, group of backgrounds. And so when I first heard this, I honestly had some skepticism too, that you'd go to this course and at the end you'd be ready to go. Because it just seemed like,
how can I do that in 2 weeks? That sounds too fast. Yeah.
Truly, that is true. Yeah. And I was like, how is that possible? And what's amazing is that you are. I mean, when you go through the course, the information is presented in a way that you learn and you're repetitively being exposed to this information. So you hear it, you live it, you practice it, you get your hands on equipment, and you're actually practicing on real paying patients within the first 6 days of being in the course.
So after your 2 week course was over, were you feeling pretty good?
You know what? I was. Uh-huh. I was. You still have a little bit of that butterfly feeling when you're starting a new thing, but it's an exciting feeling. It's not that feeling of nervousness. But I would have to tell you, going through everything, I felt really prepared, and I got exposed to a huge variety of different types of equipment, different services. Right. And when I first came here, some of this I didn't know about. I knew what I knew that I'd experienced, but there were so many things I got exposed to in school that I'd never even heard of before. And by the time I graduated, I knew I wanted to do those things. So it was pretty interesting.
Well, I'm very proud of you for taking a step into the unknown, going from the corporate world to chasing your dreams. It's scary. It's scary to step outside our comfort zone and try something new. What if I fail? What if I don't get a job? What if I can't pay the bills? But then we just do that. We take that step. And for some reason, life mystically, magically always works itself out, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, it is so pretty amazing.
That's what life's all about. Whether somebody's dream is to get into medical aesthetics or be a singer or dancer, I'm that one that says, go chase your dreams, chase your passions, just dive in. Don't wait for a better time. Don't wait till you have the right time, the right money, because we've all got bills to pay and kids to feed. There's always some reason why, let's start next week, next month, next year, but everybody can start right now. We're going to stumble through it. That's okay. That's part of the journey, and that's what makes it so rewarding. I love your story, Michelle. What a great story. Congratulations to you for chasing your dreams.
Well, thanks for inviting me, too. I love being here. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.